Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Chris Kelly with a heartwarming story about a lobster.
There was a guy who went into the grocery store and saw there were lobsters in the tank there. I've never gotten one out of there. It's too inhumane.
But no, please. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
No one believes that for a second.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Oh, I just can't.
Oh, what a life in a tank.
If you do pull one of those live lobsters out of a tank at the grocery, what do? Do they put it in a little styrofoam cooler?
How do you get it home? Right. It would die.
I've never purchased a lobster.
I never.
At a grocery.
I refuse it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor thing's trapped in a tank. I'm trapped in a tank in here. You've been staring at me in a tank for 17 years.
We're waiting for you to get just right. Yeah. So yeah. Tender now.
Throw them back.
This is upstate New
York.
That's
why you have to rubber band your hands.
That's right. If you see him, if you ever watch on video, his hands are all rubber.
He's slow, but he's feisty.
Yeah, you can't. If you get in there, he'll fight you.
Think about that job, putting rubber bands on lobster claws when they're pulled out of the sea.
Man, that's a tough one. That would be a difficult job. I just can't. When I look at him, I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've thought about setting him free.
And maybe one of those dirty little secrets. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of those dirty little secrets that we don't ever want to know about. Like, how long can you keep a live lobster?
In the tank?
And if no one buys it, you can't. What can you do? It's seafood. It'll spoil in an instant.
Well, it's alive, so it's it stays in the tank. Is it just? Right. Like, could it stay there for 5 years if it wanted to just live in the tank?
Maybe we've seen that. Like some of these restaurants in Boston and Cape Cod, they have lobsters in the tank that are there for years. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer.
Well, anyway, this is upstate New York. He walked into a grocery store and saw, his name is Kyle Branco. He saw the lobsters in the tank, and one of them was orange. And he knew, because he knows about lobsters, I guess, that this is incredibly rare. An orange lobster is one in every 30 million.
Oh.
It was not red. And his theory was that people didn't buy it because it was odd looking. It looked like it would be somehow different and you wouldn't want it.
I'm going to need more butter.
So.
A lot. Give me Mr. Orange.
He saved it.
Walked by the lobster tank and I saw this bright orange lobster, very different from all the other ones in the tank. I think the only reason it was still in the tank was people probably thought it had a disease or something because it looked so different. Pick up a 20-gallon tank. And I got 20 gallons of seawater that they sell in the store in boxes, cooled it down to the proper temperature, and I contacted an organization out of Long Island to rehabilitate it and bring it back to the ocean.
Exactly what I would have done.
Oh.
Exactly what I would have
done. And he's exactly right about no one bought it because they thought it was diseased. I would immediately, if everything else was red and that was orange, I'd be like, gross.
I know.
Yeah.
Not realizing it's some rare lobster.
Yeah. What's wrong with this one?
Yeah. Oh, God. Get that out of the tank.
I know. Dan, you're talking about buying live lobster in the grocery store. Go ahead.
Yeah. I used to be a grocery store manager, and you do put them in a styrofoam cooler, one or two or three at a time. And it's a little weird, but, you know, they're flopping around in the styrofoam container. And but they're also pretty hard to keep alive. So if they die, they'll contaminate all the other live lobsters, so you have to get them out immediately. But we stopped doing it after like a year or so because it was too much upkeep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I get it. Do you, any ballpark figure about how many lobsters you might sell in an average week?
I was in a rural area in Iowa, actually, and maybe one or two. It just got to, it wasn't cost effective.
There's no way to do it. Exactly.
Well, when I think of fresh lobster, I think of
Iowa. Iowa, that's the spot. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. I don't think I see them like I used to in grocery stores.
Well, I feel like there's one. I want to say in my mind, I know there's one back by the seafood counter at my grocery, but I'll have to double check on Senior Citizen Day.
I just can't.
Oh, stop.
I can't. No. It's too much for me, man, to see it like that. And to know you're putting it in hot boiling water while it's alive.
Oh.
That's when they're the tastiest.
Yeah.
One time, I was on a different morning show long ago, and I think Katie Couric, they cooked a live lobster on the Today Show, and, you know, they were doing a cooking segment, and Katie Couric, they dropped it into the water and everything. Well, she got inundated with, at that time, letters or emails or whatever. And people were really upset that they did this. And I was like, boo hoo, get over it. What are you talking about? It's a lobster. But now,
yeah,
I'd be the first one on that letter writing campaign. I can't even think about that.
When I was a kid, I think I've told you that my buddy Craig Simmons, his parents had a sailboat. And during the summers, like between sixth, seventh grade,
mm-hmm.
they would take me on their summer boating excursions up the Eastern Shore.
Yes.
Chesapeake Bay, from Virginia up to Maryland, Delaware. It was great.
Nice.
And in the evenings, Craig and I would catch crabs,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the chicken. You just put the chicken in the water and boom, here comes crabs.
Immediately.
Instantly.
Yes.
So we would get a bunch of crabs and then Mr. Simmons would just dump them in this great big tall pot. And it's like, what are you going to do with? Oh, they just turned the gas on and you hear him in there. Oh my God!
Please,
it's so hot.
Please,
I'm dying.
Yeah, please,
don't they scream or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't be part of that.
You can hear them just scrambling to get out of the water.
Oh my God! I cannot be part of that when I hear something like that.
And then they just dump them out on the table, and you dig in.
Oh, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy them on ice.
God, oh, pass the butter.
I'll
buy a crab rangoon.
I'll do a rangoon. I'll do them on ice from the grocery store. Fine, but I just cannot.
Or a crab cake.
I'll buy, yes, all of the things.
Not on the hoof.
I'll tell you.
A shrimp po' boy. I'll have it.
No. You don't want to do this, but an alarming number of animals scream that you don't expect.
I don't. Please.
Lobsters.
Please.
Rabbits.
You told us the rabbit story.
Yeah.
Please.
It's not a killing floor so much as a sluice, a created sluice to allow the blood to seep down.
And today's National Vegetarian Day. Wait a minute. It's National Hug a Vegetarian Day. I will be giving free hugs outside the radio station later today.
I'm sorry. That's not an E. That's an A. Sorry, I mispronounced that, folks. Ah, classic mix-up. You know what they say? Everything has a day now.
Hug a vegetarian today, if you know what. Today is the day to do that. And we're talking about what other radio show on National Vegetarian Day?
Boiling sea creatures.
About boiling sea creatures and screaming rabbits. Why do we get ourselves into that kind of situation?
Well, you started it.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
With old Mr. Orange.
The orange lobster, which was rehabilitated. You see the link that guy went to? He bought seawater and cooled it to the proper temperature.
Astonishing.
How do you do that?
What's his cost?
I mean, my God, out of pocket.
I mean, I don't even know what a lobster costs at a grocery.
At the best.
$10?
I think more.
$20? I don't know.
I know it's not as expensive as it once was.
Oh, really?
Prices have come down some.
I would think he would just buy it and take it to well, he's in upstate New York, so he's probably a long way from the ocean. So he couldn't just drive it over there. He rehabilitated the thing. Matt, you're talking about lobsters, and you're from Maine, so you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I definitely grew up eating lobster all the time. My brother works in the industry. It's part of life. But what the screaming that you guys hear is not that. It's air being released from the shell. And if you steam a lobster rather than boil it, you won't hear that nearly as much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. At least it's just air being released.
That sounds like what they tell kids.
Thank you, Matt.
Daddy, are the lobsters screaming? No, no, no. That's just air being released from the shell.
That sounds like screaming, Pops.
No.
All is well.
The ways of nature are wild and mystical,
don't
son.
Don't worry. All is well. Crime Beat, this is an emergency soft copy.
Yeah?
I don't know the band. Biggie says he's familiar with them. The band is called Haim. This is one of their songs. So just know that I want you, baby. H-A-I-M.
They're three sisters, right? That's their last name.
Is that right? Okay. I didn't know that.
I thought it was Haim.
Oh, maybe it is.
I don't know.
Oh, it is. It's Haim. So apparently they're on tour right now.
They're big fans of Taylor Swift. I mean, they're buds.
Oh, are they?
They're at that level.
Superstar. Okay. Well, okay, what? This is catchy.
There were some catchy singles.
All right. Anyhow, they're on tour right now. And someone posted on TikTok after Saturday's concert in Dallas. Two women were holding their noses. And they said, whoever's pooping their pants at the Haim concert, please let yourself out. Apparently there was an odor at the Haim show.
That odor?
Yeah, that odor. They said, somebody's pooped their pants here. Well, as soon as they posted that on their TikTok, dozens of people started commenting saying, yeah, I was at the show in Seattle and it smelled like terrible gas or feces.
Who's pooing at the Haim show?
Exactly. Yeah. Then somebody said, well, I'm in Austin. We had the same thing. Milwaukee, New York City, St. Louis all said, oh my God, there's a terrible odor at the Haim shows. No comment from the band themselves, but apparently there's a serial flatulator or defecator at Haim shows.
Can't you just use the real words?
I try to be clinical on these things. Mm. I try to say
flatulators.
I'm not gonna.
This is a flatulator.
I'm not gonna use
the defecator.
The defecators.
Well, you hate to say it, if it's happening from sea to shining sea, there's only one common denominator in all those cities.
Well, I am.
That's the sisters.
Yep. Yeah.
Or the crew.
Yeah.
Could be the road crew.
The road crew's upset with something. They're just taking a crap in the middle of the floor of the concert.
Make me work overtime.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre. So one woman finally posted, then from every city they've been to, yeah.
Me too.
Smells like crap in here, literally. There's something to it, apparently. And Haim says, their spokesperson, we're investigating this. We're trying to see what's happening here.